And now on Burst, we present Philip Donkin's dream piece. He spent one day with his local dustman in Bromley. This is what they had to say. It's called The Dustman.
Lou, I'm not a dustman. You might have guessed that because of my girly voice. It's me, Phil. Don't you recognise me? It's Lou, your wonderful housemate. I heard your dustman piece and frankly, it was really a load of rubbish. All those awful men swearing, getting dirty. Well, I took it upon myself to record a new piece for you. Trust me on this, you don't want to look like a woolly in front of everyone. So here's my piece, written by Lou Connolly, that's me. It's called Lou's Loopy Show. I hope you like it, babe. Bye!
Classic sounds of Rolling Stones and Ruby Tuesday. This is Remedy Radio with me, Phil D, broadcasting 4 hours a night, 6 days a week, right around the hospital. And remember, we're here for you, the patients. That is, of course, unless you've got a contagious disease, and then you're going to be on your own. Right, it's now that time of the night, which I know you've all been waiting for. And that is when I'm going to make my prank phone call. I'm going to wind up someone on the other end of the phone line and really annoy them. So let's do Wind Up Radio. This one's going to be good tonight.
Emergency services. Which service do you require? Police, ambulance, or fire brigade?
Ah, you gotta help me! Please, a gang of midgets have taken me hostage. They're threatening to chew my kneecaps off unless I tell them where Snow White is.
I'll put you through to the police, sir.
Waiting to be connected to the police switchboard. If you're currently being assaulted, mugged, or run over, please try to remain calm. Your call is very valuable to us. Thank you. Police emergency. Hello, sir. What seems to be the situation?
Oh, you gotta help me, man. I've been taken hostage by midgets. They're threatening to hurt me unless I tell them where Snow White is.
I'll have to ask you to repeat that, please, sir.
Look, I need help! They're going to chew my kneecaps off. They're out there talking about it now.
I see. Can you tell me where you are, sir?
I don't know where I am. Look, you just got to help me, OK? Look, all I know is I was in the high street looking for a present from Granny Smith when this midget headbutts me in the balls, bundles me into a car. They said that if Snow White doesn't come back, then my kneecaps are history. They got me tied up and I wet myself.
OK, sir. Can I ask, how exactly are you calling me if you're tied up?
Look, that's not important. I'm dialing the phone with my face. I've got an elongated nose that can, in times of emergency, serve as an opposable digit.
Yes. I'm sure you think you're being terribly funny, sir, but I'd like to remind you that making prank telephone calls and wasting police time are very serious offences.
Look, I'm serious, man. Look, either Snow White comes back or I'll never walk again.
Just a second, sir. Anything. Right, we've got to fix our address in Bournemouth. Does that ring a bell, sir? I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll get the boys to bring you to me, and I'll eat your bloody kneecaps myself.
Oh, Christ! Bloody pigs!
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes, there'll be another wind-up radio tomorrow night, folks. You're listening to Remedy Radio, and this is Born to be Wild. Oh, yeah.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
It's nearly a quarter to half the minute o'clock, and that means it's time for a cookery book at bedtime. Tonight's reading is from Jamie Oliver's book, Pucker Food and Happy Days. It's read by Henry Pomme de Terre.
Tonight's recipe is for wicked cheese on toast when you've come home from the pub caned. It serves one, because you won't have pulled tonight and will be sleeping alone. You'll need 2 slices of economy white bread, margarine, Dairy Lee cheese slices, and all your mental faculties. Preparation time, anything between 5 to however many minutes it takes for the fire brigade to put out the flames after you've dozed off. The first thing to do when you've come home after one too many beers in the local is to get cooking. Don't sit down and get all maudlin over that girlfriend who left you for someone better looking. Your stomach needs you. Remember, a stomach is not just for mealtimes. Get into that kitchen and be a man. Light the grill with a match to get it nice and hot. Remember to blow out the match and to check the flame has lit properly. This is important. Otherwise, they'll be identifying you by your dental records. Find the bread and lay it flat on the work surface. Open up your fridge and be amazed at the magic light that lights up every time the door is open. Stand and contemplate the wonder of technology. Take margarine and cheese slices from the fridge. Do not attempt to cut a block of cheese. This could result in severe blood alcohol loss. Spread a thick layer of margarine on one side of each slice and lick knife. Spit out blood and delicately layer the cheese slices on the margarine. Place slices under grill till golden brown, or until you get fed up waiting.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Take cheese on toast into living room. You won't need a plate. Put Channel 5 on and pray for some soft porn. Pucker Tucker.
That was Henry Pomme de Terre reading a cookery book at bedtime, adapted for radio at Gas Mark 6 for 10 minutes. And tonight we're lucky to have the author Jamie Oliver on the phone. Hello, Jamie.
Knees up, mother ban, knees up, mother ban. I'll tell you what, Sainsbury's right. Pucker, pucker tucker, geezer. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts and a banana.
Jamie Oliver there, what a guy. Now it's time for the news.
This is the news. I'm David Hasselhoff. It's a minute and a half.
There you go, Phil. I know it wasn't great, but it was a lot better than the stupid bin men. I played your piece to one of our dustmen, and this is what he said about it.
A load of rubbish.
Straight from the horse's mouth, as they say. Well, that's me done. I better put this cassette back in your room. I'll see you later. Bye.